Hey, greetings, this is Jim at DontParish.com, John 4, 24 Radio, bringing you an unbiblical teacher's testing today. There's an organization out there called His Holy Church, overseen by Gregory Williams, tested to God's Word. You know, we were contacted by a man from the East Coast and asked us to test this ministry. After we went over the biblical gospel with this man from the East Coast and he showed that he was interested in truth, we decided we definitely needed to test this ministry, His Holy Church. We did some history study on Gregory Williams, and we found out he's a man that was once a Roman Catholic. He saw through their lies, and he left them. And he has a testimony of saying to God, "There must be something more." And that's a warning sign right there, because God's word is enough, Christ is enough, but Gregory said there must be something more. And he talks about the very next day when he said that the God law book showed up at his house. And that began his ministry of mixing God's word with hidden writings and laws to come up with this system he calls His Holy Church. All right? Do we really need law books to show up at our house so we can have eternal life in Christ? No, I don't think so. This is a danger. He's adding to God's word here. But let's go on with the testing. He then started linking up people in what he calls a living network. And it's really not the biblical focus that we find in God's word. Sadly, he does not have a testimony of biblical salvation and being born again, but he has a testimony of saying God's word is not enough. If you go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog, we have a video blurb of him saying just that in his own words. He needed more than just God's word, more than just Christ, and he went off into law and mingling law and hidden writings with God's word. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But go to the video, go to DontParish.com, go to the Unbiblical Teachers blog, and you'll see in his own words. Again, this is sad because Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of God's mouth. That's the Bible. And Paul says we are complete in Christ, needing nothing more. See Colossians 2:10. Gregory Williams at His Holy Church says, no, you need more. Now, he says his goal in this living network, which you join via filling out paperwork. Where's that in God's word, I wonder? He says it's helping others, and that's noble. But to do that, he has been, he has to reject God's word and God's message, mainly from Apostle Paul in the epistles and what the biblical gospel is. Gregory rejects the government welfare systems, and he really makes his main goal of that rejection of the systems of man and setting up a network for each other to help each other. There's a money trail here. Not the saving gospel of Christ. This is sort of a social gospel. This is kind of wreaked havoc in man-made religion. A social gospel, one of helping each other, but not preaching the biblical gospel. This is a very dangerous thing. Go to DontParish.com. Listen to the biblical gospel, will you? Now, Jesus Christ said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, Matthew 28. And if you study the gospel that Paul preached in the epistles, it was all about the cross of Christ, Christ risen, his death, the grace of God, then, of course, obedience, holiness, being born again. It was not about setting up networks as Gregory Williams is making it. His focus seems to be about a system of collecting and gathering money and aid for people. Again, a money trail. That's rather concerning. You go do a word search in the epistles of the Apostle Paul, called by Christ, and what you'll find is Paul focused on the gospel, the cross, Christ crucified, Christ risen. Again, not setting up networks of people that you fill out by paperwork. So we're going to go through this biblical testing here. The network sounds a lot like the pyramid schemes of the fallen world, so that's a danger, so be warned about that. Now, we went to Gregory Williams' website. We found this huge, jumbled mass of sites, many links, many references all over. I've talked to different people, and they all agree. It's really quite confusing. When we emailed Gregory, and we tried to discuss biblical truth with him, he just sent us all these different links, but never really got to answering the questions that we needed, so that was kind of troubling. The following biblical testing and these biblical points I'm going to go over really show us that we can't consider him a true biblical New Testament body, but one that's been made up and devised by man. So beware of that. All right, let's get to it. Number one, Gregory does not have a biblical gospel focusing on Christ and his cross and his resurrection from his website. If we missed it, let us know, somebody. We cannot find it anywhere. So we could stop right there. Anyone claiming to be a man of God that does not have the biblical gospel of Christ and what Apostle Paul preached, you should run from them. But there's much more. Point number two, if you go to and look at Gregory and his holy church, they fail a biblical 10-point test that we have at don'tperish.com, which covers a lot of things, worldliness, gospel, all types of things that are biblical signs of a true New Testament body. Gregory fails there, though. So go look at the 10-point test at don'tperish.com. Gregory makes Apostle Paul, who was called by Jesus Christ, he makes Paul to be a liar, a poor teacher, and a fool. He also makes out God to be a bumbling creator God. How, you ask? Well, Gregory would have you believe that the gospel is God's kingdom on earth and setting up this living network, which you get to by paperwork, by the way. The Apostle Paul did not focus or teach that to us. Interesting. Did God fail to tell Paul what was important in our theology and in the theology of God and the gospel? No, I think not. The truth is, Gregory is serving a different God, little g, made of man, him and the law, not the Holy One, capital letters, that Paul proclaimed all over to the Gentiles and to the world via the cross of Christ. The danger sign, be warned. Four, Gregory has a theology of a preterist, teaching that all of those things the Bible talks about in the future have already happened, and the focus now is on the gospel of the kingdom of God on earth. It's missing the cross of Christ. He even has a preterist site linked on his Facebook page as more proof. Number five, Gregory is anti-government, teaching counter to what the scripture tells us in Romans 13, 1 Peter 2, to obey those who rule over us, of course, until it breaks God's law. And you can read about that in Acts 5:29. We obey God before man, but we obey man's law and the government until then. Six, Gregory has developed a living network of like-minded believers like him, where you join, and again, you have to fill out forms to get hooked into his network. Again, this really smacks of a money trail leading back to Gregory, and it's all quite secretive, and so that is suspect. God doesn't do things in the dark. Seven, Gregory does not teach or instruct those who join his living network in the fullness of God's word leading to holiness, meaning he's not teaching ladies the biblical role. He's not teaching men to come out of the culture. He even says on his site he warns people about talking about doctrines they disagree on or instructing others, because that causes division. Well, he needs to go read Luke 12. Jesus said he came to divide. The truth of God, thy word is truth, Jesus says, divides people. Yet Gregory says, overlook all those differences so we can be united. I think there's a money trail here. Very troubling. Eight, Gregory believes in additional hidden writings for truth other than just the word of God. Go read Revelation 22. It forbids the adding and taking away of God's word and will bring God's wrath upon you for that. Number nine, Gregory writes and sells his book on the website, his books and materials. He says stuff is free all over, but yet he sells books, he sells DVDs. Money trail. Interesting. Number 10, Gregory believes in strange things like the temple in Ephesus was the original World Bank and the holy festivals God gave to Israel in the Old Testament. He says, quote, were the Federal Emergency Management Association of God, FEMA, back then. Strange things here. Number 11, Gregory says God's servants cannot own any land. He lives on a farm in Oregon and holds meetings there, but he says he doesn't own it, but there's vagueness of who owns it, how is it set up, he won't say. Someone told me they alluded that Gregory said it's held in a trust. But trusts are based on laws by the government, right? I thought he's against the governmental rule. There's some confusion here, isn't there? Yeah, there is. More darkness, more confusion. Number 12, Gregory twists the Greek and the Hebrew to make his own theology work. You know, I saw him on a video, and when asked about homosexuality, he didn't answer it at all about homosexuality. And then he said, did they really stone people in the Old Testament? I've got a book coming out about that. I mean, did they really throw stones at all? You see what he does? Kind of like what Satan did to Eve. Did God really say that? More scripture twisting. Don't be deceived here, folks. 13. Greg's Facebook is full of anti-government items and much worldliness, immodesty, and carnal foolishness. By this fruit and his lack of biblical teaching, the complete truth of God's word and holiness and obedience, it shows he's not a holy man, but he's a worldly one. Is he even born again? Well, by his different gospel? I don't know. How could he be? Paul said any other gospel that's proclaimed, is accursed. In Galatians 1, I think that would mean Gregory Williams' gospel is accursed. 14, Gregory is feminized. He does not teach all truth for ladies. Biblical dress, head covering. He allows ladies in leadership. We'll show you that. He's feminized. That's a danger sign. Go to our Spirit and Truth teaching blog for articles on all of these things we're discussing, will you? Don'tperish.com, then our Spirit and Truth teaching blog. 15, Apostle Paul set up multiple elders, men only, to oversee God's true New Testament body in each town. Titus 1, 1 Timothy 3. While Gregory appoints one minister via his paperwork and forms, and that can include women. This is sinful. Go and read our article on our Spirit and Truth teaching blog about the modern pastor role being unbiblical. That's what he's kind of has these men acting as. 16, point 16, is this all about money? Gregory has a donate button, and so he takes money from just about anyone on the internet. Let's see, you decide, folks. Is this about money, or is this about the truth of God? Lastly, number 17, Gregory talks a lot about a minor group of Jewish people at the time of Jesus. You had the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the Essenes. It's E-S-S-E-S-S-E, I think is how you spell it. If you look at the history of those, there's some legends that say they may have been linked to the Kabbalah and Talmudic writings. Are these some of the hidden writings Gregory's talking about? Another danger sign. So look at all those signs, people. Test for yourself. Please understand, we're not saying helping each other is bad. We don't deny. That's a good thing. But it cannot be done at the expense of deleting and adding and twisting God's truth and the biblical gospel, the cross of Christ, and the obedience to all of God's word. It's sinful and taking away from God's word, and you and Gregory Williams are in great danger if you do that. Again, per Revelation 22, don't add, don't take away. Please don't be deceived by such men as Gregory Williams and his holy church. It doesn't line up with the word of God. It doesn't line up with what Apostle Paul taught and proclaimed. It doesn't proclaim a biblical gospel will bring you new life. People in his living network will be helping each other. Well, let's see, atheists do that, Muslims do that, Mormons do that, even Roman Catholics do that Gregory Williams left. Is it going to help them to a biblical gospel and new life? Faith in Christ, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience, enduring to the end, that's the biblical gospel? No. His website, his writings are not going to help people in that. Jesus said, do not be deceived. In Matthew 24, he said, many false teachers will come, saying he is the Christ. Do not be deceived. So we would tell you to run from places like his holy church, Gregory Williams. Cling to God's word alone, via his spirit and his truth. Let us know how we can help you. Go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog, go to our John 4:24 audios, go to our unbiblical teachers blog, all there to help you in the true biblical gospel, to help you in the true New Testament body and the life that Christ ordained for us, and to expose false man-made places like Greg Williams of his holy church. Do not be deceived. Let us know how we can help you. Contact us, our main website, www.don'tperish.com has our contact info. Thanks for listening. Come back. We add to our articles and audios all the time. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.